Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
6 years ago, Governor Steve Bullock's administration, through the rulemaking process, began allowing people to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificate. 2 years ago, the Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 280, which rolled back the Bullock rule and returned sanity to the process. Senate Bill 280 was then challenged by the ACLU, and Judge Mike Moses of Billings struck down the new law and ordered that the Bullock rule be restored. Ironically, Judge Moses was appointed by Governor Bullock to two separate judgeships. Yesterday, the Montana Supreme Court ordered that the 2017 rule be restored and that people be allowed to retroactively change the sex on their birth certificates. As frustrating as this is, it's important to step back and look at the real problem behind the issue. Those of us who are Christians understand that absolute truth exists. Truth is not relative, and truth is reality as God defines reality. That said, when it comes to the sex of a person, God's truth is that He created us either male or female. Sex is two things. First, it's binary. Two options. We are either male or female. Yes, there are a minuscule number of genetic anomalies, but those are just that, anomalies. Second, sex is immutable. It cannot be changed. The problem for us from a policy perspective is that we have allowed those on the left to use the terms sex and gender interchangeably. That was fine when they meant the same thing, but the term gender has been slowly hijacked over the past two decades and is no longer synonymous with sex. Rather than being binary and immutable, gender, as it's now used, is a purely social construct. It's a continuum with male on one end and female on the other, and people can choose to land anywhere on that continuum that they choose. There are quite literally an infinite number of genders. Are you confused? Welcome to the club. So are the courts. In both the Moses opinion and the Supreme Court opinion, the courts themselves conflate the terms sex and gender. The judges are just as confused as everyone else. As a result, it's become obvious that for this debate to continue in a logical fashion, we must define the terms. The legislature has chosen to track sex as a data point on a birth certificate. They are not tracking gender, and since the two words have different meanings, the courts are legislating from the bench when they order that the term gender be used instead of sex. To end this confusion, there are three bills that have been introduced to define the term sex in state law. That way, when the legislature uses the word sex, it can mean only one thing. If the left chooses to define gender in state law, then so be it. That's their prerogative. But good luck with that. In their vernacular, the term gender is so fluid that it's almost undefinable. I, for one, have quit using the term gender because it literally means nothing. It certainly does not mean the same thing as sex. In the policy arena, the term gender brings no clarity. It introduces a high level of confusion. And as Christians, we know who authors confusion. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.